court? What, with the judge in his wig and his robes?
Yeah, all of that.
And a jury?
No jury. She's pleading guilty,
oh,
so
that's
she...
that's terrible.
Oh, that's what we were expecting, Martha.
But for her to have to stand up in dock alongside with Clive.
Yeah, Susan's not too happy about that.
Folks will think, well, that they was in it together.
Yeah.
Like Bonnie and Clive.
But she'll have her own barrister.
A barrister?
Yes, you have to, in the Crown Court.
But isn't that expensive?
Needs must, Martha.
Morning.
Oh, hello, my dear.
Morning.
Neil, how did Susan get on Friday?
Oh, I was just telling Martha. It all went okay.
Oh, good.
She's got up here in the Crown Court.
Really?
For sentencing, yes.
Oh, and when's that going to be?
Oh, no idea. Rather depends on Clive's lawyers.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, these things can drag on for months, apparently.
Well, if there's anything we can do...
Oh, well, thanks. Anyway, I'd better be off.
Do you want to pay me for them things now?
Oh, sorry, Martha. You want some money, don't you?
Well, I don't mind. You can give it me later on.
No, that's okay.
Well, that's £6.85, then, please.
What would Betty say if she found you were offering us tick, eh?
Betty's still... giving you the cold shoulder, is she?
Yeah, you could say.
Well, I could be in here all day today if Susan wants to come by. Betty's all Christmas shopping.
Oh, thanks, Martha, but I think we've got enough to see us through.
Ah, well, that's £3.15 change.
Oh, thanks. Right, bye now.
Well, bye-bye, my dear.
Bye. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, I think I'd rather put my foot in it with Susan.
How do you mean?
Oh, when I went down to see her on Friday, I got a bit of a flea in my ear.
Hey?
I was accused of being patronising.
Oh, who boy?
Susan.
Patronising?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sure she was pleased to see you anyway.
I don't somehow think she... Martha? How long's that been there?
What?
That poster. Give turkeys a happy Christmas, try Borsetshire pork.
Oh, your John brought it in on Saturday.
Conservation grade applied for? He's got a nerve. Those pigs weren't raised to conservation grade.
He's got them posters up all over the village.
Available from Bridge Farm shop? He might have warned us.
You'll be expecting Rush then.
Where'd you get that plasterboard?
Why?
Looks like the mice have been at it.
Aye?
It's all chewed round the edges.
Oh, it'll be all right. Filling them holes with a bit of plaster.
Clary ain't gonna like it.
Clary ain't gonna see it. By the time she gets home, we'll have it skimmed.
So where'd you get it?
Baggy got it for us.
Oh, I see.
Well, do you know how much this stuff costs from a builder's merchant?
Nope.
It's bad enough having to pay out large notes for the timber.
Couldn't Baggy find you a bit of 3x2?
So I'll have to wait till next week. I couldn't stand Clary nagging on about this wall a moment longer. Hey, that don't look too bad.
Well, I reckon we earned a cup of tea.
Hey, not yet.
What time is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Where's the clock?
What clock?
Your alarm clock, that bleeping thing.
Side the bed.
No, I had it here a minute ago.
Look, let's get this plastering done, shall we?
The blooming thing's disappeared.
Then I'll take you down to the Cat and Fiddle and buy you a punch.
Now you're talking. I'll mix up some plaster, shall I?
Hello, anybody home?
Who's that?
Who should I know?
Some woman.
Oh, come on up, darling. We're in the bedroom.
I'm looking for Clary, actually.
Oh, it's only Mrs. Archer.
Is she there?
No, she ain't.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh, you're building the bathroom wall.
Oh, well spotted.
Well, don't let me interrupt. Is Clary around?
She's got to work.
Oh, of course, she'll be at the ball. How stupid of me. I only wanted a word about the Christmas concert.
Now I wanted a word about that.
So did I.
About me set.
Your set?
Who would it be if I told a ghost story?
Lovely.
I've done a list of songs.
A list?
Not just 6 or 7.
I was thinking more in terms of 1 or 2.
Hey.
So many people have volunteered for the concert, Eddie. I don't think there'll be time for you to sing more than a couple.
I thought I'd tell the tale of the Hobbit.
Oh.
I'm recording artists.
With the lights dim and maybe some sound effects of wind and rain.
Lovely idea, Joe.
The only professional performer in this village.
That's something they French folk won't have heard before.
Only I'm afraid Martha thought of it first.
What?
Martha's going to be telling the tale of the Hobhound.
She can't do that.
She says she's going
so
to.
So I reckon I ought to get a longer spot.
Well, you'll have to tell her she can't.
I think you'll have to sort it out with her, Joe.
Look, can I just say...
And don't forget, Eddie, as well as singing, you're going to be Father Christmas.
I ain't forgotten.
Tell me.
What?
That hole you've left in the wall, that's for the door, is it?
Of course it is.
Which way is it going to open?
Why?
Well, if it opens inwards, it'll hit the wash basin.
So it's going to open outwards.
Wouldn't you have to sort of climb over the bed?
She's got a point there.
When I say outwards, what I mean is, it's going to be a sliding door.
Oh, get your nose out the way, you stupid animal. Go on.
Hello?
Ah! Oh, you made me jump.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just I wasn't expecting... Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Well, I thought I'd just drop by.
Oh, let's go indoors.
No, don't let me interrupt.
Well, if I can just finish feeding these calves.
I just thought I'd tell you how I got on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to you?
How do you mean?
Well, Susan turned up to collect the kids with the... What's his name? The vicar.
Oh, yeah.
She said your car had been clamped.
Yes.
And you missed her appearance in court.
Yeah, afraid so.
Well, tight-lipped.
Understatement of the year. She's been on at me all weekend.
Oh, Neil.
I mean, it was my own fault, but even so... It took me 4 hours to get the thing unclamped.
And cost you a few quid, I dare say.
Ah, don't remind me. Anyway, my name's Mud at home.
Oh, you poor thing.
The thing is... Well, the only reason I went into Felpersham, I went to see the credit controller.
For what?
For Borchester Mills. About the bill for your feed.
Oh.
You see, the office in Borchester, well, they said it was out of their hands. The matter had been passed to credit control.
Oh,
so
dear.
I thought if I went to see them...
Will you do that for us? Oh, Neil.
Oh, it didn't do any good, I'm afraid.
Oh, but to go to all that trouble, that's really kind of you.
Well,
I feel responsible now.
What for?
For you missing Susan's court appearance.
Oh, don't talk daft.
Well, if you hadn't gone to Felpersham...
That was just bad luck, that's all. But it was a wasted journey anyway.
What did they say?
Basically, that they're not prepared to give you any more time. That they'll be sending you a warning letter. And if the bill's still not paid, well, then they start legal proceedings for recovery of the debt.
Oh, no.
But I've been thinking about it, and it really won't make any difference.
How do you mean?
Well, you said you could pay the bill once you get the milk check.
In theory, yes.
And you'll get that in, another 10 days or so, won't you?
Yes.
Well, all that's going to happen is they'll send you a threatening letter. If you pay the bill, then that's the end of it.
Hmm.
Well, you don't sound convinced.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. It's just...
What?
The only reason we can't pay is that people owe us money. One of the hallish people that Jeff works for still owes him for work he did 3 months ago.
Oh, I know. When you're at the bottom of the heap.
And if there's one thing guaranteed to make Jeff lose his rag, is getting threatening letters from creditors.
I got a bone to pick with you, Martha Woodford.
Oh, Joe, look at the state of you.
What are you on about?
What's all that you got in your beard?
Eh?
Is that plaster?
So what if it is?
Why, you could have washed your face before you come out.
I'm a working man. That's the dust of honest toil, that
is. What have you been doing, then?
Building a wall.
Oh, you finally got round to it, then?
Eh?
Building Clary's bathroom wall.
How come the whole world knows about it?
You made enough fuss when you won that new bathroom.
Any road it's done now.
Oh, Clary will be pleased.
Except when it needs a door. Here, you don't know anybody's got a door going begging, I suppose?
No, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, what can I get you? Backy, I suppose.
Yeah. No, I'm not after backy. Since I'm here, give us a couple of packets.
Right you are.
I come to see you about the Obound.
Hey?
Mrs. Archer asked if I'd do a turn for her Christmas show.
Oh, I see.
So I said to her, I'd tell a ghost story.
Well, you can't do the Obound, because I'm doing it.
You can't?
Why not?
It's mine.
Who says?
I says. I've been telling that tale since my old father told it me.
So have I.
Bah, but you'd never seen the top
end. Neither have you.
Yes, I have.
No, you never
you
have.
You calling me a liar?
You might have thought you'd seen it after you'd been at the cider.
Hold on a minute, Eddie.
I'll take you to buy a packet of baccy.
You implying I might have been the worst for drink?
It has been known.
Too right.
You keep out of this.
Come on, Dad. The pub is going to be closed if we don't get a move.
I seen that about.
All right, if that's what you want to believe.
I seen it with my own eyes, clear as I see you standing there.
Here, Dad, never mind the Obend.
But I'm still telling the tale for the Christmas concert.
Oh, no, you ain't.
You seen this?
What?
That poster, look.
Huh?
Give turkeys a happy Christmas. Try Borsetshire pork.
What the?
Available from Bridge Farm Shop.
I don't believe it. Is that your doing, Martha Woodford?
Of course not.
Blooming arches, ain't it?
Tain't nothing to do with me.
That is a blatant attempt to nick our business.
I've already ordered my Christmas turkey. A small one. You asked, Harry.
So all the family will be coming to Brookfield, will they?
Except for Kenton.
He's not coming home for Christmas.
No, he'll doubtless be having a barbie on a beach somewhere.
Oh, lucky Kenton. Mm. What wouldn't I give?
But Elizabeth's not working this year, and Shula and Mark have said they'll come, and I'm sure David and Ruth will.
And Pip?
Of course. Can I give you a hand with that, Pat?
No, it's okay. This is one of the jobs Sharon usually does, weighing out the flour.
Where is she?
She claims to have the flu.
Oh. I just wish...
What?
It's a terrible thing to say, but I wish I didn't have to invite Uncle Tom and Auntie Prue for Christmas.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
Why?
Well, somebody's got to have them.
It doesn't have to be you.
I mean, most of the time, I'm only too happy to see them, but Prue needs such a lot of attention.
So does Tom these days.
Yes, he is getting a bit...
demanding?
And it's Pip's first Christmas, you see.
So you just want to be a doting granny.
I do, Pat, I really do.
I know how you feel. I mean, no, not the doting granny bit. But being obliged to entertain one's elderly relatives.
Oh?
Tony's insisting we invite Peggy and Jack.
Easy.
Which means I have to do everything properly, you know, best crockery, table napkins, bribing the kids to behave in a reasonably civilised manner.
Oh, dear.
And you know why, don't you? Why Tony's so keen to entertain his mother?
Why?
Because the sale of the bull is due to be completed next week, which means she'll have a large sum of money at her disposal.
Oh, I see.
Which Tony is hoping she will dispense in his direction. If I wanted to put Peggy in a good mood, the last thing I'd inflict on her is Christmas Day in our house. We've never got through it yet without hostilities breaking out.
Oh, dear.
I'm not looking forward to it one little bit.
You could always run away and join Kenton on his Australian beach.
Oh, don't tempt me, Jill. Don't tempt me. Anyway, this concert.
Yes.
And John said he wouldn't mind lending a hand with the lighting and sound effects.
Oh, that'll be a tremendous help.
But I'm afraid Helen's decided the whole thing is beneath her. And Tommy, well, he did say he'd do a turn with Roger.
Who?
Haven't you met Roger?
No.
Tommy's got this ventriloquist's dummy.
Oh, wonderful. We must use that.
No. I wouldn't recommend it, Jill. Seriously. Roger talks entirely in obscenities. And when I tell Tommy not to use such language, he says it's not him, it's Roger.
I see.
Anyway, look, since the kids won't perform, would you like me to do something?
You?
Don't say it like that.
No, I didn't mean... I mean, that'd be terrific. I thought you'd refuse to get involved.
In a Linda Snell production, yes, but this is different.
What on earth?
Open up. We know you're in there.
Is that Joe Grundy?
All right, I'm coming.
Come on, open this door.
What do you think you're playing at?
Where's your husband, Mrs?
He's not here.
Well, where is he, then?
Why?
We wants to talk to him.
Well, can't you talk to me instead?
Show her, Dad.
Show me what?
This. Look.
Oh.
Well?
It's not Tony you want to speak to, it's John.
What is it?
A poster advertising John's paw.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Let me see. Give turkeys a happy Christmas. Try Borsetshire pork.
That ain't telling people to buy pork.
It's telling them not to buy turkeys.
Grange Farm turkeys.
Oh.
Understand, do you, missus?
Well, yes, I see your point.
Because if we find any more of these posters about the place, there's going to be big trouble.
Tell you the truth, Mrs. Aldridge, I'm a bit short of space.
Oh, you've room for a little one, surely.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Well, to start charging and sticking posters up in the bar.
Well, you can take that one down for a start.
Which one?
Well, for Linda Snell's Christmas concert.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a dead duck, all right, isn't it? What about this one for the pantomime?
Oh, no, you better leave that one.
Oh, it's still going ahead, is it?
Well, as far as I know, yes. Though nobody's seen or heard anything from Mrs. Snell this week.
Another poster for the new Christmas show.
Oh, Jill's been so busy trying to put a programme together, I don't think she's had time to think about publicity yet.
I had a great idea.
For the concert?
Yeah, me and the lads from the cricket team, we're going to do the Policeman's Chorus and the Pirates of Penzance.
Really?
Yeah, should be a bit of fun, eh? Oh, OK, give us your poster. You are invited to a wine tasting. Oh, what's this made of, then?
Well, to raise money for the Merrow Elf, is it?
Even with a grant, there are quite a few expenses involved.
Catherine was wondering who's going to foot the bill for the meal she's doing.
Well, exactly. And then we've arranged to hire a coach to take them round the countryside. And oh, anyway, I was chatting to Oliver the other
day. Oliver?
You know, Toller and Cutler, the wine merchants in the old market.
Oh, yeah.
And he suggested this. You see, I provide the venue and some light refreshments.
And he provides the wine?
Exactly. And then if people want to order a case or two,
he'll be only too happy to supply.
Yes, at a discount, and in time for Christmas.
I see.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, Jennifer, what on earth brings you here?
I might ask the same of you. Don't tell me Mum's driven you to drink.
What can I get you, Mr. Woolley?
Oh, nothing, thank you, Sid. But let me buy you a drink, Jennifer.
Oh, no, not for me.
Nothing at all?
No, really.
Well, I'll let you off this time. But come next week, no one comes in that door unless they promise to spend at least £2.
Aye.
When I take over as landlord.
Oh, the sale going through all right, is it?
Yes, we complete next Monday.
Oh, Mum's going to be so pleased it's all over, isn't she, Jack?
That's what I came in about, actually.
Huh? It's not a problem, is it?
Oh, no, everything's fine. It's just that Peggy wants to arrange to collect her personal effects.
Yeah, she mentioned that she wanted some of the horse brasses.
Whatever for?
Well, I think they've got sentimental value. You know Peggy and your father bought them together.
Oh, maybe, but they've been hanging in here since I was a child. I'd have thought they were part of the fixtures and fittings.
Well, that's fine by me if she wants to take them.
And the kitten and wool picture.
What?
She doesn't want that, surely.
Well, your mother's very fond of that picture.
Oh, I can't imagine why. It's dreadful. Didn't it used to hang up over there?
Yes.
Where's it gone?
I just moved it. I fancied a bit of a change. Yeah, it's just not really my cup of tea. Kitten and wool.
Oh, it's like one of those mawkishly sentimental birthday cards, isn't it?
You have still got it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Somewhere around.
Now, isn't that just the thing for Jack's Christmas stocking?
It'd have to be a jolly big stocking.
But don't you think it's absolutely Jack?
And I wouldn't give a penny over 400 for it.
£400? You trying to bankrupt me?
Oh, Nelson, you really ought to go on the stage.
What?
There's a definite touch of Joan Greenwood in your expressions of outraged innocence.
Oh, Peggy, you cut me to the quick.
I do hope you're going to do a turn for Jill's Christmas concert.
With Joan Greenwood.
I tell you what you ought to do.
What?
Do you know that Jack Buchanan song? Who stole my heart away?
Actually, I was leading more in the direction of Noel Coward.
Oh, so you are considering it.
Oh, Jill can be very persuasive.
So what are you going to sing? There are bad times just around the corner.
I think that might be tempting fate. Anyway, Peggy, about this bureau.
Oh, Nelson, I'm not really in the market for large pieces of furniture.
No?
I'm trying to think of Christmas presents for the children. Maybe some china or porcelain.
Not for Tony, I trust.
Fine china wouldn't last 5 minutes in that house. No, this is for Lillian and Jennifer.
Nelson, can you do us a favour?
What on earth?
Can you give us a hand?
You can't bring that in here.
What is it?
What's it look like?
A door.
Well done.
But it's filthy.
It's a good door, this. Solid tree wood. Not like them rubbish things they turn out these days.
But where's it come from?
Oh, found it on a skip.
You're not bringing it in my shop. Careful!
Oh, sorry. Nearly had the glass out of that cabinet.
That could have cost you thousands.
Can you just leave it here while I fetch the van?
No.
If I just leaned up against the wall?
No.
Just fit nicely between the grandfather clock.
Oh, do be careful.
And his chest of drawers.
Get it out of here.
There. That's not in your way, is it?
Eddie, I do not want that filthy object cluttering up my shop.
But it's for Clary.
I don't care if it's the Queen of Sheba.
For a prize bathroom.
Well, take it there.
I will.
Now.
I've got to bring the van round.
How long is that going to take?
About half an hour.
I'm closing this shop in 20 minutes. I have business to attend to in Ambridge.
But you couldn't take the door in your van.
No, I could not. And if it is not removed by the time I close, I shall take an axe to it.
Have you seen anything of Susan?
Yeah, I called Brad last night.
Any news?
Not really, no. Pass us them glasses.
All right. So, she doesn't know when...
She's got to see a probation officer Friday.
Probation officer?
Yeah, they have to do what they call a pre-sentence report.
What for?
For the judge, though. He knows what he's talking about. The next week, she's got to go with Mark to see a barrister. But they still don't know when she's going to be in court.
It's going to ruin their Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Poor Susan. Here, talking of Christmas.
What?
We got a bone to pick with you.
What have I done?
You got one of them posters up.
What posters?
Tell him people not to buy our turkeys.
Huh?
You better take it down before Eddie Joe sees it.
What are you talking about?
Well, there, that fluorescent yellow thing. Give turkeys happy Christmas.
Oh, the one for John Archer's pork.
Yeah, that one.
I thought it was rather clever.
Oh, you did you? That's our livelihood he's trying to pinch.
Oh, come on, Clary.
I'm serious.
Well, you don't say don't buy turkeys from Grange Farm.
And where else do people buy turkeys from round there? I reckon it's very disloyal of you, Sid.
Me?
After all the years I've worked for you.
Clary, I've ordered 3 turkeys from you.
I know.
Christmas lunches at the Bull are all going to be Grange Farm turkeys.
And what about Cathy?
About her.
She going to be cooking it?
What, having a Christmas day?
I meant for the folk from France.
Huh?
The meal she's doing for the visitors from Mayrouel. Is she going to give them turkey?
I honestly don't know about that, Clary.
Well, I just hope she ain't giving them so-called Borsetshire pork.
Nah, she's probably going to do roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
And what's so special about Borsetshire pork, anyway? Why should it be better in Worcestershire or Lincolnshire, Hampshire?
I hate to interrupt this fascinating speculation.
Hello?
But is there any chance of a little service?
Sorry, Nelson, what can I get you?
Whiskey and water, please.
Right. You're the very man I wanted to see, actually.
Oh, yes?
Clary, could you clear some of the tables, do you think?
Oh, yeah, all right, then.
Thanks.
My dear chap, whatever's the matter? You're looking positively furtive.
Do you remember a certain picture used to hang above the bar here?
What? That thing of Peggy's with the cat and the string.
Kitten and wool.
What about it?
Well, I've always loathed that picture. And one of the small pleasures of buying this place was being able to chuck the thing away.
I can imagine.
In fact, I ceremoniously burnt it on the Guy Fawkes Night bonfire. Only now, Mrs. Woolley's decided she wants it back.
Oh, dear.
So, what do you reckon are my chances of getting hold of another copy?
Extremely slim.
I was afraid you'd say that.
And it's certainly not the sort of thing that I deal in.
Of course not, but you must know people in the junk and bric-a-brac end of the market.
I'll put the word out for you.
You'll be ever so grateful.
But I can't promise anything.
I just don't want to upset Mrs. Woolley. Not at this stage of the game.
Christmas in Guernsey. Oh, it's awfully tempting, isn't it?
Yes.
I did enjoy that week we spent with Lillian in August.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Very kind of her to invite us again so soon.
Yes, it's very unlike Lillian.
Is it?
I usually have to invite myself to go and visit.
I hate to turn down the opportunity.
You really don't think we could?
No. I can't leave Grey Gables. Not if Caroline's going to be away.
But you won't actually have to work Christmas Day.
No, it's the following week.
We have been invited to Bridge Farm.
Have we?
Yeah. Tony rang to ask us.
Oh.
But to be honest, Jack, I'm not awfully keen.
No.
I mean, I love to see them all, of course, but... Oh, maybe just for tea on Boxing Day or something.
I know what you mean. Dinner with Pat and Tony is always a bit, well...
Fraught.
Yeah, they seem to argue such a lot.
So, let's spend Christmas Day at home, shall we?
Just the two of us?
Well, I was wondering, how would you feel about inviting Uncle Tom and Prue to join us?
Oh, Peggy...
You don't think it's a good idea?
Well, it's a very kind thought, but...
But you'd find it a bit of a strain.
No. It's you I'm thinking of. It'd mean a lot of extra work.
Well, you're not going to let me do all the work, I hope.
Oh, of course not, Peggy, love. Look, I'll help. You know I will.
I just feel... Well, we're so lucky, Jack. We've got so much.
Ah, that's settled, then. We'll invite Tom and Prue.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's all right. It's only Jennifer. Come in. The door's open.
I knew I'd find you in the kitchen.
Oh, you scared me after death.
Jack, I'm sorry.
Knocking on the window like that.
Just let me get these mince pies in the oven, then I'll make a cup of tea.
Oh, I can't stop, Mum. I've got to collect Alice from school.
Oh, all right.
It's just I thought I'd ask you before anybody else does.
What?
Well, Brian and I would like you to come to Home Farm on Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
I don't believe it.
What's so funny?
Oh, it's very kind of you, Jennifer.
But you're too late.
You've made other arrangements.
We've decided to spend Christmas here at home.
Oh, but surely
you... And as for asking us before anyone else, I'm afraid Lillian and Tony both beat you to it.
What?
We've been invited to Guernsey and we've been invited to Bridge Farm. Do you know, Jack, I think this is a record.
Is it?
The first time that all three of my children have invited me to spend Christmas with them. I wonder why I'm so popular all of a sudden. Wouldn't have anything to do with the Bull, would it?
Well, of course not, Mum. How can you think such a thing?
What do you mean, Peggy?
I mean, Jack, that when the sale of the pub goes through next week, I shall have £250,000 in the bank.
And I dare say the subject will be raked over again tomorrow night.
What's happening tomorrow night?
The Ambale AGM.
Oh, the feed co-op. You planning a joint strategy, then? Or for when the milk marketing board goes?
No, no, it's just that whenever two or three dairy farmers are gathered together, the question always comes up, who's going to accept the milk mark contract?
Well, are you?
I honestly don't know, John. If it were down to me, I think I probably would.
Well, some of the big commercial dairies are offering attractive deals.
Yeah, well, some of these deals aren't quite as good as they look. The odd halfpenny a litre over the milk mark average.
It's better than poking the eye with a blunt stick.
Yes, but looking at it long term, milk mark's a co-op, no shareholders. That means all the profits go direct to the farmers.
But milk mark's still the middleman. It's got to be better to sell direct. It's common practice in Europe to deal direct with commercial dairies.
Yes, I know, but...
It's not like you have to commit yourself forever and ever. I mean, some of the contracts they're offering, like 3 years with the option to pull out after 3 months, I mean, it's got to be worth a try.
You sound just like David.
It's what people at college are saying.
Has your dad made his mind up yet?
Oh, you're joking. He'll be dithering until the very last minute.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best thing. I mean, one thing we do know is that the UK milk market's going to be undersupplied, which puts us producers in a very strong position.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, best hang on and let them fight over us.
You reckon?
Yeah, worth a try. Anyway, talking of wheeling and dealing, how's your pig enterprise going?
Oh, okay.
I've seen your posters about the place.
Yeah, thought I'd try and get a slice of the Christmas market.
What's this conservation grade applied for?
Well, I have.
But this lot weren't reared to conservation grade, were they?
Well, I'm not saying they were.
No.
But I'm not misleading anyone, and the next lot definitely will be.
I see.
Well, if there is a next lot, that is.
Oh?
Well, Dad won't let me rear any more at home.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Pat.
Well, Neil's too scared of cross-infection to let me anywhere near his pigs. I'm a bit stuck for premises.
And long may it remain so.
What?
I'm sick to death of his blessed pork. Did Jill tell you what happened on Monday?
Oh, you mean your visit from the Grundys?
I was glad Jill was there. It was quite terrifying.
Oh, come on, Mum.
It was. Joe and Eddie were absolutely furious.
Yeah, Jill said.
And they refused to believe it was nothing to do with me.
I'm never going
to
hear the last of this, am I?
Because it says Bridge Farm Shop on the posters, you see.
Oh, come on, Mum. If you want to lift to the garage.
Oh, just a minute.
I'm going to be late for college.
Phil, I've left the book of musical songs with Jill.
Oh, right.
I haven't quite decided which one I'm going to do.
Well, are you coming to the rehearsal tonight?
Yeah, we'll talk about it then, okay?
Season's greetings from Gatsby Vending. Who on earth are Gatsby Vending?
Haven't a clue.
With a photograph on the front of their corporate headquarters. Well, that's not very Christmassy, is it?
I say, Lizzie, we've never had this many cards before.
It's a reflection of our position.
Oh, what position's that, then?
As Borsich's numero uno corporate venue. Ooh, look, another calendar. Bag's eye, open it.
How's the calendar collection going?
Well, to date, we have 6 pastoral landscapes, 4 artistic heritage, 3 floral arrangements, 3 cars, trucks and other machinery.
I still think Animal Friends is the best.
No, Nigel. I refuse to have pictures of winsome puppies and cuddly bunnies on the office wall.
Well, I shall have it in my bedroom.
Tiddles will be jealous. Oh, no, how utterly gross.
What?
This calendar, look.
Oh, dear.
Why ruin a perfectly good picture of a tractor by draping a semi-naked bimbo across its bonnet?
Who's it from?
Shackleford's.
Well, thank heavens we didn't give them the contract for Woodside Farm.
In the bin?
In the bin.
Nigel?
Hmm?
About Christmas.
What about it?
Would you like to come to Brookfield?
Me?
Yes.
But, well, don't you usually have this huge family sort of thing?
It's not that bad, honestly.
No, I'm sure it's absolutely wonderful. It's just that, well, you're all archers.
I'm sorry, we can't help that.
No, but... I'm not.
We promised not to gang up on you. No, but seriously, I asked Mum and she said she'd be pleased as punch if you'd come.
Oh, Mrs. Archer said that?
Words to that effect.
Oh, Lizzie, this is so kind. I'm really touched.
So you'll come?
I can't imagine anything nicer.
Jolly good.
Can I come in?
Nelson, my dear chap.
What do you want?
Oh, I just happened to be passing.
Oh, yes.
So I thought I'd follow up on my quotation I did for you.
For the library furniture? Oh, Nelson, I'm so sorry.
Didn't Debbie tell you?
She said you decided not to sell it after all.
I don't need to now. You see, I finally got the asking price for Woodside Farm.
Oh, no, I have a client prepared to pay well over the odds for that roll-top desk.
I'm sorry, Nelson, but I'd have to be really desperate to part with that.
Oh, well, it was worth a try.
Well, let me give you a calendar as a consolation prize.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you prefer pastoral landscapes? or Art Treasures of the World.
Or how about this one?
Oh, no, Lizzie, not Animal Friends.
Oh, how irredeemably tacky.
Isn't it just?
I think it's sweet.
Oh, and take a look at June.
Why June?
It's that gruesome picture of Auntie Peggy's that used to hang in the ball.
The one that Sid burnt.
Not Kitten and Wall.
Yes, look.
Oh, good Lord, what an extraordinary coincidence.
Well, this is a nice, tasteful one, Nelson. Impressionist painting.
No, no, Nigel. There are Monets and Van Goghs on every office wall from here to John O'Groats. Whereas Animal Friends is really rather special.
You're never going to tell me you actually like it.
Oh, no, but shame with a doit.
Will he?
Shane is a connoisseur of kitsch. He goes into raptures over sentimental pictures of small, furry animals. This will absolutely make his day.
What's this? Late night shopping?
Oh, it's you.
Good day.
Oh, John, I just swept that floor. You're treading
okay,
dirt.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, I have not had a good day.
Well, selling my pork?
Sharon's been off sick again.
Oh.
And every time I got to the critical stage of heating the milk for the yoghurt, there'd be a customer in the shop.
Did any of them want to buy my pork?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Three times today I've had to leave the dairy at a crucial moment.
Well, how much?
£34 worth.
Fantastic. You must have practically cleared the freezer.
Well, there's not much left.
Well, I'll fetch some more from Home Farm. Don't want you running out, do we? I must sort out a couple of nice loins for Kathy Perks.
What?
Well, she won't commit herself, but she's definitely weakening.
What are you talking about?
Well, she's cooking a special meal for this bunch of people from May Ruel.
Oh, I see.
Well, she was going to do roast beef. I think I've talked around. So, can I have the money?
No, not yet. I haven't cashed up.
Well, I've got to get petrol.
Well, you'll have to wait.
Oh, come on, Mum. It won't take you 10 seconds. Just unlock the till.
No.
Well, why not?
Because I'm busy, and I spent the whole day rushing in and out of this shop for your benefit.
I'm paying you commission.
Oh, yes. £3.40. That makes it all worthwhile.
Well, I bet my customers bought veg as well.
Somehow, it doesn't take so much effort to sell potatoes and cabbage. I don't have to explain every time the precise difference between organic produce and conservation grade, and the fact that this meat is neither one nor the other.
I hope you haven't been putting people off.
I've tried, but despite my very best endeavours, people still bought the stuff.
Well, the next lot definitely will be.
What?
Conservation grade.
Oh, big deal.
I thought you'd approve.
I wouldn't mind so much if you'd just put a bit of effort in and go properly organic.
Well, maybe one day I'll...
That would be too much like hard work, wouldn't it?
You can't accuse me of not working at this.
And what does conservation grade mean exactly?
You know perfectly well.
It means sort of semi-organic, which is a bit like being sort of semi-pregnant.
Oh, come on,
don't be so... It's organic without the difficult bits, without the blood, sweat and tears.
No, it's not.
It's organics for lazy people who don't mind blurring the edges and lowering standards.
There are very rigorous standards laid down for conservation grade, Mum.
And they call it conservation grade because that's a nice environmental-sounding sort of word. It'll appease the Green Welly Brigade, who think they can save the world by recycling their gin bottles.
Oh, dear, you are in a bad mood, aren't you?
It really is most awfully sweet of you, Mrs. Archer.
Nonsense, we should be delighted to have you.
I was really, really touched when Lizzie invited me.
Yes, all right, Nigel, I think Mum's got the message.
I was imagining Christmas all on my own at Lower Loxley, defrosting an individual turkey dinner and pulling a cracker with myself.
Well, we couldn't have that.
Certainly not.
But there is one condition.
Ah, you want me to dress up as Father Christmas?
No, I want you to do a turn for the show.
Oh, but we're going to do that anyway, aren't we, Lizzie?
Are we?
Only we haven't quite decided what.
I thought you said you got enough material now.
Well, yes.
I suggested we should sing Wear a Couple of Swells.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Do you remember when Ruth and Marjorie sang Love is the Sweetest Thing?
Oh, are they going to do it again?
No, they're not.
Well, perhaps we can do that, Lizzie.
Well...
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Nelson.
Evening.
Oh, not much of a turnout.
Oh, you're early. We're not due to start for another 10 minutes.
I know. I was hoping I could stumble through this without an audience.
Oh, we've got the music.
What is it?
The Stately Homes of England. Do you think you can play that, Phil?
Oh, I should think I can manage, yes.
I'm the one who should be singing that.
Why?
How does it go? And though if the Van Dykes have to go when we pawn the Bechstein Grand...
I've told you, dear boy, if you want to buy up that roll-top desk...
shall we give this a go, then, Nelson?
Well, might as well get it over with, I suppose.
I think you should do your conjuring tricks, Nigel.
You do conjuring?
No, I don't.
You do? What about that one where you have the pack of cards and you take the queens out?
I always get it wrong.
Yes, that's what's so good about it. Honestly, Mum, it's terribly funny.
Lizzie, it may be funny to you, but not to a sophisticated audience.
What sophisticated audience?
Well...
This is a Village Hall concert, Nigel, not the Magic Circle.
What about doing some comedy?
What?
We've already got quite a lot of songs and several recitations.
But not many laughs.
Remember that little routine you did for the pantomime?
What, hands and feet?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Well, no, I expect Linda will want to use that, won't she? But if you could work up something similar...
I say. My dog's got no nose.
How does it smell?
Terrible. Boom.
Wonderful.
I say, Mum, have you heard anything about the pantomime?
No.
Only it's over a week, you know, since the last rehearsal.
Oh, has anybody spoken to Mrs. Snell?
Well, I certainly haven't.
She'd better get herself organised. Otherwise, the pantomime's going to be a complete non-event.
Is it so much to ask that someone should lift a telephone and inquire whether I'm alive or dead?
Well...
As it happened, I had a stress-induced migraine, which is why I had to cancel the rehearsal.
I'm sure Jenny phoned you.
No, she didn't.
She said she got your answering machine.
Well, she didn't leave a message, did she?
Well, I don't know, didn't she?
No, not one single message have I had all week. Not a single expression of interest or concern either about my health or the fate of the pantomime. Well,
that's what she was wondering about, the pantomime.
Oh, was she indeed? Well, you can tell Jennifer and anyone else who might chance to inquire that the pantomime is off.
What? For good?
Cancelled, finished, over and done with. There's obviously not sufficient interest or commitment.
I see.
I'm only sorry that Kate will feel so let down.
Oh, I don't think you need worry about Kate.
Brian, she was playing the lead. It's obviously going to be a huge disappointment to her. Which is why I've written her this note. Would you make sure she gets it?
Yes, of course. But, I mean, she would have missed last Friday's rehearsal anyway.
Why?
She had to go round to a friend's house to work on some GCSE project.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Well, of course, her schoolwork must come first.
She'd probably go to watch an X-rated video or something.
What?
Well, I'm pretty sure she wasn't doing homework, not on a Friday night. Afternoon. Hello, Phil.
Oh, Linda, I'm glad I've seen you.
Really?
Yes, Jill wants to know about the pantomime.
And it was too much trouble for her to ring me, I suppose.
Oh, well, I think she thought after your disagreement last week...
Yes, well, you can tell her the pantomime is cancelled. Good afternoon, Brian.
Oh, bye.
Oh, dear. Ruffled feathers.
I think she's feeling rather neglected. Apparently nobody's inquired after her health for at least a week.
Why should they?
Well, ask me another.
Oh, well... And that's Jill's problem solved.
What problem?
Well, she's worried about the rehearsals for the Christmas concert clashing with the rehearsals for the pantomime.
Oh.
Still, that's not why I came over.
No?
No, I was chatting to Ruth and David earlier about tonight's meeting.
The AGM?
Yes, and who we should nominate as the new treasurer.
Mm.
After that debacle with Colin Smith, we've got to elect somebody of cast-iron financial probity.
Well, yes, of course.
So we wondered, how would you feel about taking it on?
Weighs a ton, this thing, doesn't it?
Don't know what you're complaining about. I got the heavy end.
No, you ain't.
At the bottom, and I'm following you up the stairs. Which means I'm carrying all the weight.
Well, I told you I should have left it till Eddie got home.
If I wait for Eddie, this door would still be sitting in the front all come Christmas.
Right. You at the top.
Yeah.
Okay, then you go backwards into the bedroom.
Right.
Steady now. Careful. That's it.
Oh.
Now, where do you want it?
Lean it up against the new wall.
Well, I ain't sure that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, it's only a dividing wall, Clary, ain't load-bearing.
Well, it ain't much good if it can't take the weight of a door.
Oh, my Lord, we got rats.
What?
Look, the blooming great hole down by the security.
Huh, that ain't rats. That's where you plastered the alarm clock inside the wall.
Oh, weren't me, that was Eddie.
Well, I don't care who it was. It were going off 6 o'clock every morning, driving me barmy.
You mean did he cut all?
He wouldn't do it, or he had to do it myself, with the bread knife. Right, come on, and let's lean it where it's meant to go. Oh. That's it. It's a bit big, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Big, as in large.
Standard size for a door.
Oh. Well, in that case, you made the doorway too small.
It's going to be a sliding door.
No, no.
Sliding door has to be bigger than the doorway.
Has it?
Otherwise, it'll fall through the hole.
Oh, right.
Stands to reason. Now, where's them runners that he got?
Eh?
You know, the things the door slides on.
Oh, down there, side the dressing table.
Ah.
You're going to fix it for us then, Jan?
Oh, Eddie's supposed to be doing it.
Eddie ain't going to be on till late tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Wouldn't take you half an hour, would it?
Oh, more than that. It's a skilled job, that is.
You're a skilled man, Jan.
Oh, that's true.
All the years of experience you've had. I bet you've hung more doors than Eddie's had hot dinners.
And I take some pride in me work, Clary. Yeah. A craftsman's pride in a job well done.
Of course you do. So, you're going to fix it?
Ah, it's getting a bit close to tea time.
What would you like for your tea, Joe? Something nice?
I could just go for a tin of that fancy pink salmon.
You all right, love?
My arm aches from all that writing.
You are taking very detailed notes.
Yeah, the minutes are going to be about 50 pages long.
Yeah, still, I think it went pretty well, don't you?
Now, what's his name? Seemed quite impressed.
Who?
The chap from Genus.
Oh, Trevor. Yeah, I think you reckon we're doing all right.
Despite the spot of bother with our late lamented treasurer.
Yeah, I hope we can trust you not to run off with a petty cash, Brad.
Well, I'll try and keep my nose clean.
And you will keep the accounts up to date, won't you?
Don't worry, Ruth. I'll get my farm secretary to do it.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Now, I wondered why you were so keen to take on the treasurer's job. You've got someone else lined up to do all the work, haven't you?
Why keep a dog and bark yourself?
I don't care who does the accounts, as long as they're done.
Any of you chaps coming downstairs for a drink?
What do you reckon, David?
I think I'd rather go home, actually.
You sure?
Don't forget we said we'd call in on Joe Grundy.
So we did.
What do you need to see Joe for?
Oh, I promised we'd let him know about his application to join.
I don't know how you managed to keep a straight face.
What?
Your little speech proposing Joe as a member of the co-op.
Oh, I thought you did really well.
What was it? Well-respected member of the local farming community?
Well, I had to say something.
Who, together with his son, has markedly improved the condition of their farm.
He had us over a barrel, Brian. If we hadn't accepted him as a member, he'd have gone blabbing to the Echo about Colin Smith.
Yeah, it's a small price to pay to keep him quiet.
Yeah. Well, I can't understand why Joe's so keen to join all of a sudden. I mean, I remember him storming out saying the co-op was a rich man's club.
We weren't getting cheap diesel then, or dairy supplies.
Oh, that reminds me. I must have a word with Jim Chappell. You staying for a drink, Phil?
Yes, I'll be down in a minute.
OK, see you downstairs.
You sure you won't stay?
I know, honestly, Phil.
Well, Jill won't mind babysitting for another half an hour.
She's probably kidnapped Pip and is holding her hostage until after Christmas.
What?
Oh, we had to give Mum some bad news earlier.
What?
Well, we're not coming to Brookfield for Christmas Day.
Oh. Is that all?
You don't mind?
Well, I'm disappointed, of course.
Yes, Mum wasn't too happy, but, you drew the short straw, I'm afraid.
We're going to see my parents.
Oh. Oh, well, that's only fair.
It means you'll have to get Bert to come in.
But we're coming back Boxing Day. We'll be back in time for lunch, won't we, David?
I think well, maybe people got confused.
Confused?
When folks heard you wasn't doing the Christmas concert no more, they thought the panto were off and all.
No, Clary.
No?
No, what we have here is a case of overwhelming apathy. People may want a pantomime, but they're not prepared to put any effort into it.
Well, I think it's a shame.
Oh, before I forget, I've brought William's book back.
What book?
Christmas customs from around the world.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you for lending it to me. Oh, I'm only sorry that our pan-European celebration of Christmas failed to fire the Ambridge imagination.
Yeah. We put a lot of work into that, didn't we?
Has Mrs. Archer kept any of our programme?
Well, no. She's doing more of a traditional concert, you know, everybody's party pieces.
Yeah, I see. Same old hackneyed routine.
I think the ballet class is still doing their Irish jig. Yeah,
something, I suppose.
And there's going to be French carols for the Merry Well people, and my head is still going to be Father Christmas.
That's it?
Well, as far as I know, yeah. I mean, there's loads of different things being done. Everyone's really rallied round.
Have they, indeed?
But most of it's, you know, English.
I done it!
What?
Your door. I done your door. Yeah. Come and have a look.
Good evening, Joe.
Well, not now, Joe. Mrs. Snowser.
Ah, well, she'd come and all.
Oh, where on earth can that be this time of night?
I really must be going, Clary.
No, don't rush off, Mrs. Snow.
You've seen our new bathroom, have you, Mrs.?
Yes.
Nice, isn't it? But you ain't got no ensuite bathroom.
Of course I have.
Eh?
And a separate dressing room for Robert.
What's he doing there, then?
Well, what do you think?
It's Ruth and David, Joe. Once a word.
Hey, mate.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Linda.
Good evening.
What do you want?
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
We've come round specially, Joe, to tell you the good news.
What good news?
Your application to join Amvale.
What's Amvale?
The feed co-op. You've been accepted.
Well, she hopes so.
Aren't you pleased?
Foregone conclusion, wasn't it? Leastways, that's what she said.
Well, there's gratitude for you.
David made a very fine speech proposing you.
Don't nobody want to see my bathroom door?
Not now, Joe.
You was going on a bit earlier to hurry up and get it done.
Yeah, but David and Ruth ain't interested.
Is this the famous bathroom?
What do you mean?
That you won in a competition?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you want to see it?
What do you reckon, Ruth?
Go on, then. Give us the guided tour.
Come along, eh? Yeah, you too, Mrs.
I told you, Joe, I've seen it already.
Yeah, it's in my door. Oh,
sorry, it has absolutely this. No desire.
Come on, Linda, it won't take 5 minutes.
There. What do you reckon to that, then?
Very nice.
Lovely. Why is there a hole in the wall?
Ventilation.
I had to make that to get the clock out.
What?
They plastered the alarm clock inside the wall.
Isn't it rather large?
Well, I had to get my hands
full. I meant the door.
That's what I said.
I told you size don't matter. It's the action that counts. You look at this here. Lovely smooth action that's got there. Do you want to have a go?
Me?
Yeah, go on.
What?
Try the door, David.
Oh, what did I tell you?
It's a bit heavy.
That's because it's a quality door. Good old-fashioned solid wood door, that is.
Yeah, well, you just need to be a bit careful.
Why? What's wrong with her?
Well, door this weight, if you slam it too hard, it might come off its runners.
Can we go now?
You haven't been inside yet.
I've already seen
it. Go on, here you go.
Don't manhandle me, Joe.
Well, I was only giving you a helping hand.
No, I don't need a helping hand, thank you very much.
You going in?
We'll let Clary and Linda have first go.
Is there a handle on this side?
Don't be daft, one. Think I wouldn't put a handle on the inside.
Oh, I see.
Go on, then, shut the door.
Oh, it's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Where's the light switch?
Put a bit of weight behind it, woman.
I can't find the light switch.
Joe?
What?
There's no light in here, is there?
Well, that depends on the time of day.
And another thing, Joe.
What?
I can't open this door.
So they all trooped off up the stairs.
Including Linda.
Yes, she got dragged along too. And Joe demonstrated this door that he'd fixed up, which, according to David, was much too heavy for a sliding door.
I remember it well.
What?
Eddie liberated from a skip near my shop on Tuesday.
Really?
Yes.
Anyway, Joe insisted that Clary...
Over, please.
Well, I'm not sure. What's the problem?
I'll tell you when you get here.
Oh, okay, fair enough. And I look forward to seeing you on Boxing Day.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Yeah.
Bye. Oh, dear. Jeff Travis.
What about him?
Oh, his feed order. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Why? What's the problem?
Oh.
That'll be Mrs. Archer.
Saved by the bell.
Hello, Mrs. Archer. Come on in.
I'm not too early, am I?
No, I'm nearly ready. Come in. Neil's inside. Come through.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Mrs. Archer, would you like a coffee?
No, thanks. I've just had one. I thought you were working today.
Well, I was. In fact, I am. I'm just on my way to see someone, as a matter of fact.
You said you were taking the afternoon off.
Well, yeah, I was. I mean, I would have if you'd needed me, but since you don't, well, I might as well use the time, eh? Look, I must be off. Bye, Susan. Bye, Mrs. Archer.
Neil, where are you going?
I'll see you later.
Bye. Goodness, he's in a hurry.
I don't know what's got into him.
Never mind.
He just offered to drive me into Borchester. Could have saved you the trouble.
It's no trouble, Susan. I was going in anyway.
What happened?
He just started throwing things.
He didn't hit you, did he?
No.
You sure you're not hurt?
Oh, it would be the decent plates, wouldn't it?
Oh, so worried. You sent it in such a state on the phone.
Oh, Susan didn't guess, did she?
No.
I just didn't know else to turn to, Neil. I rang your office and they told me you'd gone home.
You ought to get help. I mean, if Jeff's going to get violent...
Well, he's not violent towards me. He just broke a few plates, that's all.
But he obviously frightened you. You're still trembling.
I was so angry, Neil.
Why?
That letter came.
What letter?
From Borchester Mills, the one you warned me about.
From the credit controller?
Threatening us with legal action if the account isn't paid.
But I told you, Mo, if you pay the bill in the next couple of weeks, that'll be an end of the matter.
But he won't. He's refusing to pay.
Refusing?
I knew he would. If anyone threatens him like that, he just completely loses his rag. Because we'd pay the bill if we could, Neil.
But you said as soon as the milk check came,
I could spend the milk check 3 times over.
Could you?
Oh, easily. It's a question of, well, you know, juggling priorities. Do we pay the feed bill or the electricity?
Well, you pay whoever's threatening you with legal action.
Not according to Jeff. The ones who get nasty go straight to the bottom of the pile.
But if you could just pay part of it, I mean, 500 would get Borchester Mills off your back.
But it's not up to me, Neil.
But you said that you...
I know what I said. But it's not me who signs the cheques, is it? It's Jeff.
Would it help if I talked to him?
No, don't do that. If he finds out, you know how much we're in debt.
I wish I'd never sold him that feed in the first place.
Oh, if it hadn't been you, it'd have been someone else.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, Neil, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
If people would just pay us what they owe. Oh, I don't know how we're going to get through Christmas.
Did you mean that about Boxing Day?
What?
You want us to come over?
Oh, yes, of course.
I thought it might have been, you know, just an excuse to ring me.
Oh, no, I meant it. If I have to spend the whole of Christmas weekend cooped up with just Jeff and their kids, I should go round the bend.
You could at least have phoned.
A spur-of-the-moment decision. I was missing you, darling.
Rubbish.
And I just wanted to come home. Oh, pour me another gin. There's a boy.
Mummy, it's only 3 o'clock.
So?
Wouldn't you prefer a cup of tea?
I couldn't find Mrs... What's her name?
Mrs Pugsley. It's her day off.
And I don't know where you keep the tea these days.
It's where it's always been.
I did look.
In the kitchen?
Yes. And I looked in the office.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't touch anything. I just wondered if that girl was still around.
If you're referring to Lizzie, she's in Birmingham.
Oh, have you got rid of her at last? Jolly good.
She's in Birmingham seeing a client. She'll be back this evening.
Oh. Well, it's lovely to be home anyway, darling.
How long are you staying?
I am not a house guest, Nigel. I live here.
I'd still like to know.
And we are going to have the most... splendid Christmas.
When you say we...
You and me, darling. And if we have a house party of, say, 10 or a dozen...
No, Mummy.
What do you mean, no?
No. No.
Why not?
Because I've got other plans.
Oh, Nigel, don't tell me my house is going to be overrun by one of your ghastly gangs of tradespeople.
No, we haven't got any bookings over the holiday period.
Well, then...
But, I'm not going to be here.
Why not?
Because I've made other arrangements.
Well, you'll just have to cancel them, won't you?
Hello, Suzanne?
Oh, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Neil.
Everything all right?
Yes, yes. I just thought I'd stay with Susan until you got back.
Why, what's wrong?
She was a bit upset, that's all, after a chat with the probation officer.
Oh, no.
But she's all right now.
Where is she?
In the kitchen. She's cleaning out the cupboard.
She's what?
She'll explain. Bye for now, Neil.
Yeah, bye, Mrs. Archer, and thank you.
Susan?
Susan, what are you doing?
Where have you been?
I had to see a customer. What's all this in aid of?
What?
The cupboards.
I know you think the house cleans itself. Unfortunately, it's not true.
But you only did those cupboards a few weeks ago.
So? Now they need doing again.
Susan, come and sit down.
I haven't got time.
Let's have a cup of tea.
You know where the kettle is. You can make it.
All right. How did you get on with the probation officer?
Her name's Jill Whitehead.
And?
She's very nice.
What did she say?
Nothing much.
But what?
I just had to tell her in my own words everything that had happened. You know about Clive coming to the house and phoning me and everything.
Oh.
She just sat and listened.
Ah. So it was all right, was it?
It was fine.
What are you so upset about?
I am not upset.
Okay, okay. So what happens next?
What would anyone think of us if they saw this house?
How do you mean?
Go on, what would they think?
Oh. They'd think we were doing all right.
But would they think I was a good housekeeper?
Of course they would. You keep the place spotless.
Not if they really looked, they wouldn't.
What are you on about?
Never have time for more than a quick run round with the Hoover.
Susan, why are you suddenly so concerned about the blessed housework?
Because Mrs. Whitehead's coming here on Monday.
Oh, I see.
She wants to interview me all over again in my own home.
Well, that's all right.
See what kind of wife and mother I am. And what's she going to think, eh? What's she going to think when she sees the state this house is in?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.